Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our friends at the Lutheran Witness have a wonderful story to share with you as they're traveling today with some updates from what's going on at an LCMS summit with our partner churches. So we're going to hand the mic over to our friends from the Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Roy Askins.
Greetings. I'm Roy Askins, executive editor of the Lutheran Witness. I'm here today in Wittenberg, Germany with two guests. First, we have LCMS President Matthew C. Harrison. How are you doing today, sir?
Fantastic.
We are also here with Chaplain Jonathan Shaw, Director of Church Relations for the Office of the President. How are you doing, sir?
Just great. It's an honor to be here.
It's great to have you. We're here at this conference. I'm going to start with President Harrison first. President Harrison, we're here in Wittenberg. We're at this conference. What is this conference all about? Who's here? You know, what's the purpose of this conference?
Well, this is the 2024 International Church Relations Conference, ICRC, we call it for short. And since Jonathan has come on, we've been able to bump up our activity so that we're able to have this conference yearly, which is extraordinarily helpful. We invite all of LCMS partners, all the churches we're in church fellowship with, and then we have a number of other churches that are also invited, with which we have various agreements operating, you know, beginning work, mission involvement, etc. So it's a great group. It's about 100 people altogether that have come, and we have a great chance to have theological discussion, get to know each other, integrate friendship and mutual support, which are really important because these church leaders face very difficult circumstances globally.
Chaplain Shaw, before we get into the question of the theme, do you happen to know how many church bodies in total, off the top of your head, are represented here? I'm asking you unprepared, so I apologize.
We have 43 sister churches we're in fellowship with, and we have about 41 of those, and then about six others that we're working very closely with, working toward fellowship, God granted.
Praise the Lord. Chaplain Shaw, what is the theme of the conference, and how did you select it? Kind of unpack this a little bit for us to help us understand this theme.
Absolutely. The theme is Christ, the Lord of history yesterday, the Lord of history today, and the Lord of history forever. So this was selected because it shows the power and the victory of Jesus Christ from the very beginning, even from before time, being the eternal Son of the Father. And we broke each of these three sections into other sections, and then how he had ruled in creation, in the entire Old Testament narrative, in the reordering of the image of God in us by faith and baptism, and how he rules today as the Lord of history through word and sacrament, which implies witness, mercy, church planting, and indeed the Lord of history forever in worship, in our confession, which stands before the throne of God, and finally, in the sacrament of the altar.
Can you give us an idea of the broad spectrum of speakers? We got quite a group of speakers here. Who do we have speaking here at this conference?
Well, we have everyone from the synodical president and a vice president of our church to a seminary president to a dean of a chapel of a seminary, to parish pastors, to folks who come from different nations and church bodies, so a broad smattering.
President Harrison, the theme of this conference, Christ, the Lord of History, how does it help the challenges facing global Lutheranism? Kind of help us understand what some of these challenges are facing global Lutheranism and why this theme is selected to help kind of face those challenges.
Well, you have Lutheran churches in Ukraine, Russia, Sudan, South Sudan, other places where there's conflict, churches that have relations even in Israel, as we do in a growing fashion. So there are many places, including South America, where churches face political conflict, political challenge, difficulty. We've got church, our partner church from India, the Hindu government, is increasingly making life difficult to move money and impinging on rights of minorities. So they all face that. The Europeans face gross secularism. I mean, certainly that is upon us all in the West. But you've got recent polls showing virtually all of Germany now is about at 10% of the population are Christians or claim to be Christians, which has been a dramatic drop. And the western part of Germany now has been reduced to about 10%. So they face very, very significant circumstances. One benefit they've had is a lot of Muslim converts have actually grown the numbers of the independent evangelical Lutheran Church as our partner. Many of the churches in developing countries face deep financial challenges, very, very difficult for them to operate, congregations that are barely able to give anything to a pastor. They face any number of very, very difficult circumstances. So it's very encouraging for all of us to get together and spend time with each other, hear about those concerns, find out the best ways we can be of assistance, how we can work together with various coalitions, partners, all of us together individually. So, and these guys bear enormous burdens just caring for their church bodies, the pastors, the doctrinal challenges they have, like in Selk. So it's very important for us to be together.
You know, we tend to focus on the LCMS side of things so often and how the LCMS is involved. I'm wondering if you, just off the top of your head right here, have any stories about how churches, church partners attending this conference have been able to connect to one another. I mean, in other words, facilitating it kind of outside necessarily the LCMS, but helping them connect to each other and one another and support one another in that way. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. These things happen constantly. Not only assists people regionally, whether the Russian speakers or the Spanish speakers or the English speakers or the Africans. It gives each regional area opportunity to spend time together. But there's a lot of everybody gets to know everybody. Mm-hmm. You have this is really an event that's designed to have fantastic, excellent worship. And we get to do that once a day in St. Mary's Church, the church where Luther preached. It's a union church. We're in the Church of Mitteldeutschland now. And for 200 years, it's been a union of kind of Reformed, Lutheran, and very, very liberal. But nevertheless, the local congregation is very kind in letting us use that space. Great worship, great theology, great fun.
That's great.
And that together really pulls people together. And having been around now for 14, 15 years of this, my own relationships have grown deep, and also I've watched as all these guys from the globe get to know each other extremely well, and camaraderie locally, regionally, internationally is at a premium. It's fantastic.
Chaplain Shaw, given some of those challenges that President Harrison just enumerated for us, you know, facing persecution, facing financial difficulties, can you help explain how this conference, Christ the Lord of History, helps our partners face those challenges?
Absolutely. And first, it's just such a joy to be together. Smaller church bodies around the world can feel isolated, but we come together united in confession, united under one Christ, the Lord of History. We dive into those deep waters in our presentations and in our worship. And there's so many things that encourage. For example, in every one of our worship services, we have parts of the liturgy in Swahili, this time Spanish and German. And so these different languages help us all in a concrete way to honor where God has called us and who we are in that context. But it's not a diversity of theology. It's a unity of theology in Christ. So it's great, and people get together by groups. One of the things about the ICRC is we want to hear things. We spend every session's an hour and a half long, 30-minute presentation, an hour to discuss it. That shows there's a lot of give and take and growing, and people take those thoughts out into the break. So people, for example, we just came from Presiding Bishop Peter Anabati Abia talking about Christ the Lord of History today in witness. And a number of folks who were listening came to the microphone and said, you know, We gain joy when we share Christ. It's not like a zero-sum game. It's a wonderful thing. So there's just an awful lot of ways where we grow in theology, in community, and in joy in Christ.
President Harrison, with about 1 minute left, can you help our listeners understand how you see the role of the LCMS in global Lutheranism and how this conference is an aid in that?
Well, we have many gifts. We have great challenges, there's no doubt about that. But the LCMS is the strongest force for confessional Lutheranism in the world today, as far as church bodies go. Every church body has its gifts, and we all enjoy them together. But the LCMS has been blessed financially, extraordinarily. We've got fantastic seminaries that influence the whole world. We've got independent organizations, church-related organizations, congregations, districts that all have international contacts. Sometimes that's a challenge, but those things really make the LCMS's influence significant. And we bring a theology that holds the scriptures as God's own inerrant word. And we bring a theology of the Book of Concord, full stop, because it agrees with the Word of God. And we care and love for people. We plant churches. We bear witness to Christ. And that is exactly what we should be on about.
Thank you, President Harrison, for taking your time. Thank you, Chaplain Shaw, also for taking time to join us and talk about the ICRC conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to our friend, Pastor Roy Askins, Executive Editor of the Lutheran Witness, for sharing the story with us today. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.